USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The worst mass shooting incidents in New Zealand in decades, carried out at two mosques and killing 49 people, injuring dozens of others.
Now classified as a terrorist event.
The police commissioner in the city of Christchurch, Mike Bush, says while four people are in custody, one has been charged.
A male in his late 20s has been charged with murder.
Just before the shootings, one of the alleged attackers posted a link to a manifesto filled with anti-immigrant sentiment, and one of the attacks appears to have been live-streamed on social media. 12 Senate Republicans line up with Democrats, slapping down the president's declaration of a national emergency at the southern border. The resolution had also cleared the House previously, so it goes to the president's desk where he's promised to veto it. And this is USA Radio News.
We alarm our houses, and we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your social security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/freealerts. Limitations apply.
Mike Lindell, the creator of MyPillow, is a sleep genius. He creates things to make your night's sleep better. He created the new Giza Dreams bed sheets. He started by using the world's best cotton grown in the Mediterranean, and it's ultra-soft, breathable, and extremely durable. Now, if you go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA when you click on the Giza Dream Sheet Special, you get 30% off and free shipping. 30% off and free shipping when you go to MyPillow.com.
Students around the world are planning to skip school today for the Climate Change Day of Action. The movement started when a Swedish teenager sat before her country's parliament last year, holding signs concerning rising temperatures and natural disasters. The protests today may be the largest yet, as over 1,600 events are scheduled in more than 100 countries, including the United States. Rockets fired into Israel from Gaza. Here's USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
The sound of air raid sirens going off in Israel after rockets fired at the populated city of Tel Aviv. The Israeli military believes the Iron Dome air defense system may have intercepted at least one rocket fired from the Gaza Strip, which is controlled by Hamas terrorists. No one hurt.
Remember, you can catch us online on our newly designed website, usaradio.com.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Full House actress Lori Loughlin's daughters reportedly are leaving the University of Southern California before they face possible expulsion by the school. TMZ reports Olivia and Isabella are withdrawing from USC, afraid of being viciously bullied, as Loughlin and her fashion designer husband are now accused of paying $500,000 to have those daughters designated as recruits for the crew team at USC, even though the two girls never participated in that sport before. The Securities and Exchange Commission is charging Volkswagen and its former CEO with defrauding U.S. investors. In a news release, the SEC says VW raised billions of dollars through the corporate bond and fixed income markets while making deceptive claims about the environmental impact of its supposedly clean diesel fleet of vehicles. The SEC also accusing the company of making false, misleading statements to investors. And actress Rosario Dawson is confirming that she and New Jersey Democratic Senator Cory Booker are a couple. When TMZ was asking if there was any such truth to a relationship with Booker, Dawson answered, yes, very much so. Reports in January were the 39-year-old actress and Booker were, in fact, dating. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.